This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Since Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico in September, thousands of people have fled the island to come to the mainland. Many of them, some 1,600 families, have been staying at hotels, paid for by FEMA's Transitional Shelter Assistance Program. But the program will expire at the end of June. In Florida, about 600 families are in the program. Many in the Orlando area are working with community groups and churches to try to figure out what's next. That includes the Episcopal Church of Jesus of Nazareth in Orlando. Father Jose Rodriguez is the rector there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So with the people you're working with, what happens on July 1st, when the deadline rolls around?
Actually, it's what happens on June 30th, because on June 30th is when they have to start checking out of their hotel rooms. Some of them will have to go out of pocket to stay in the hotels. Many of them will go on out into the streets looking for shelters. All the shelters are full. And some of them may go couch surfing, and many will be sleeping in their cars that evening.
What are they telling you right now?
They found jobs. They've gotten cars. They've survived this horrible disaster in Puerto Rico. It just hasn't been enough time for them to resettle in a new place.
Do they plan to stay in Orlando in the area, or are they thinking, you know what, we might go back to the island at some point?
We keep track of about 300 families, and the vast majority plan on staying. Mm. They're here because they have nothing to go back to. Given that they've already found jobs here, given that they've already established themselves here, given that they have nothing to go back to, they'd rather face homelessness here than back on the island.
You know, Orlando already had, as you know, a big affordable housing problem prior to the storm and prior to, you know, an influx of new residents. Are there longer-term housing solutions that people can afford? Or if not, what do you see as the right path forward?
The right path forward would be transition assistance. That is within FEMA's power without any additional legislation. All FEMA did was extend a deadline, but they provided nothing to get the families from the hotel room into self-sufficiency. Sadly, if you go to the Kissimmee area where a lot of the families have been placed, they've been placed on the 192 stretch of hotels. There was actually a movie made about that area called The Florida Project. Mm-hmm. These families were put in a place that was already having challenges with housing. They're not making enough money to qualify for apartments. Basically, they have two options, either fall off a cliff on June 30th or fly back to Puerto Rico to more uncertainty. That's the only thing FEMA offered them. Is June 30th, we'll give you a ticket back home. But most people don't have a home to go to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to play devil's advocate here. You know, FEMA is saying we will pay your way back. Governor Roseo is saying, please come back to the island. We need more people for economic development and recovery. And it's been 9 months. Does FEMA have a point that, you know, at some point, its assistance can only be temporary?
Yeah, they can go back to Puerto Rico. Yeah, they can go back to rebuilding the island. But what are they going back to? Puerto Rico was already in a crisis before the hurricane. The island is worse off now after 9 months of recovery than it was before we're in the middle of hurricane season. Most reasonable people with children, they're not going to take their children back to that. And we're not acknowledging the fact that as U.S. citizens, they have the power and the ability and the right to move wherever they choose to move. The federal agency that's in charge of helping them is a federal agency. They're there to serve U.S. citizens. And instead of helping them reestablish their lives elsewhere in this country, they're trying to put them back in Puerto Rico.
This has all meant that tremendous burdens have fallen on churches like yours, on community organizations. How has this played out in terms of what you do every day, both, you know, emotionally and financially?
This has been very difficult on us financially. I am the rector of a small Hispanic parish. Very proud, strong parish, but our financial situation is limited. We've had to fundraise 20 times our annual budget just to get to the point where we are today serving families. Interesting enough, we've gotten no help from government in helping these families. We've really been out there in the community hustling for these families because someone has to do it. I would love to return back to the day where I'm sitting in my parish office dealing with day-to-day church business. I'm out there organizing people. I'm out there helping people make rent. I'm out there helping people navigate through government bureaucracy. I'm out there doing a job that far extends beyond my role as a provider of spiritual care. These families have been pretty much put in hotels warehoused and forgotten. No one's actually gone and helped these families relocate, navigate bureaucracy other than community organizations.
Father Jose Rodriguez is the rector at Episcopal Church of Jesus of Nazareth in Orlando. Thank you so much.
Thank you.